Travis, I'm the manager of Real Estate Services, DTPW, requesting an amendment to the development agreement for UWM Innovation Park.
As the agenda notes, we could go into a closed session for items number 5 and 6. At this time, either staff or the department staff feel we need to go into it, but if there's a question that needs us to go into closed session or a wish of the supervisor related to a closed session item, we'd be happy to do so. Item number 5.
Madam Chair, this item as well has a fair amount of history before the county board. So if I may, I would like to add perhaps or preface with just a little bit of background so that we kind of keep the chronology in order. As you know, on February 15th of this year, we closed on the sale of the lands to Innovation Park LLC in the county grounds. As a part of that agreement, we realized the first $5 million of the $13.55 million sale price. And in turn, the county took a first mortgage on the balance of $8.55 million. As a part of that installment or financing arrangement, there was an installment payment plan approved by the county board. That plan was whereby the second $5 million would be coming forth about on or before February 15, 2014. Then there would be four payments, annual payments, through 2015 through 18 of $887,500. The agreement also calls for the fact that any lands that are sold within Innovation Park by Innovation Park LLC, 75% of the gross proceeds of those sales would come to the county. And the way it was structured whereby those payments would be applied toward the back-end payments, meaning that it would shorten that installment payment plan that I've just outlined. So that in turn is advantageous to us to keep that payment schedule as short as possible. The agreement also called for the fact that historic compatible development would be permitted within the Eschweiler area. And that Eschweiler area was defined as a line of 300 feet south of the most southerly Eschweiler building. The redevelopment of the Eschweiler area would comprise not only rehabilitation of the existing historic structures, but in turn would include additional new construction that in turn was compatible and appropriate as it relates to those historic structures. Mr. Bruce Block has submitted a letter which is attached to your package. He is requesting that in turn that 300-foot line be modified slightly. And the reason for that modification is that, again, by means of the local and national historic folks that in turn is looking at the potential design of the Eschweiler area, they wanted to make sure that the massing and the distance of that new construction was appropriate as it relates to the existing buildings. So in turn, that exhibit that you have a part of your package shows whereby one of the buildings would just cross slightly that 300-foot line, but UWM is saying that in turn, as a part of taking that additional triangle and that area over the line, they will give up an amount equal or greater to that area that wouldn't be developed. So the net result is it's less developable area, but that's the way that they presented, knowing that it's a very sensitive issue. The south boundary line can be accomplished by means of a certified survey map. As you recall, we had an original certified survey map that defined the parcel that was sold to UWM Innovation Park LLC. What we're doing now is a secondary or second generation CSM is being done, which we must sign because we are a mortgage holder, that in turn would revise that southerly line. It would define the infrastructure that would be placed on the land, and in turn would define the parcels, not only the Eschweiler area parcel, but in turn the parcels that are going to be for the accelerator, the business accelerator building that was is being constructed as a part of that $5.4 million grant that they received. So in turn, what we are saying is that we believe that this is a reasonable request. There's one other issue that in turn came up as a part of this letter. It was because the county required the internal roadway to be shifted to the east, which is adjacent to the county lands, in order to protect the habitat protection area. They have determined that grading and drainage easements will be necessary from the adjacent county lands. They understand that detail of those particular easements need to be fleshed out a little bit more, and in turn what was put into place was that both the Director of Transportation and Public Works and the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, and in turn what you have before you is a revised resolution that also calls for those easements to come back to this committee so that everyone can see ultimately what those easements encompass. So with that, we are recommending that in turn that the appropriate county officials have the ability to alter that southerly line of the Eschweiler buildings, to sign the certified survey map that memorializes that, and in turn to grant those easements after, again, approval of both those directors and this committee.
I'm going to hand the gavel to our vice chair because I would like to make a comment on this item. And I have a question regarding it.
No problem. Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you look at the resolution, it on page 3, Mr. Dillman referred to the easements that we're talking about on lines 108 through 111, and as well as that's the change in the resolution from what was originally submitted by the departments. And then if you look up a little bit further, lines 101 to 106 describe the kind of briefly state that there needs to be temporary easements for grading work as well as stormwater discharge. When the county initially created the park and this beautiful open space and saved that land, we've already modified the size of that land once by expanding a buffer zone. And in essence, the request for an easement to grade into that parkland in this request, it would be another diminishment of that parkland. And so when this came to us, there's really two options. You either let them go into that land to regrade and do the temporary easement, or when they first came to us, the parks director and staff looked at it and said, no, we don't want you to do that. And they said, okay, we'll build a wall, which would be even worse from the parks department's viewpoint. So the idea was, in order to not hold up this project and the payment and all the other bigger picture pieces of this, the department, with the support of parks and transportation and our economic department, said, well, why don't we, in this resolution, allow the easements to go forward. They're not finalized yet, but at least we won't hold up the process. And when this came to agenda setting, I said, well, that's not enough public oversight for my purposes because I'm concerned about the impact to the parkland that we created. And so with all of their support, we added that item coming back to this committee so that those easements can't be granted without a public meeting and public review and approval. Ms. Black and Mr. Dillman's is supportive of that. Ms. Black, I've talked to since then. She's very, very supportive of that. But I did want to make it clear that I personally am concerned about that easement cutting into the land again. The other option that's out there is to actually move the road even further away from that. So there are several options still out there, none of which are simple or an automatic fix, but the bottom line is I want the public to be very much aware of what changes have been made over time to the parkland that we created, and so I hope everyone will support that it comes back to this committee at very least to be signed up and keep your eyes and ears open on this piece of it, because I do think it could be an issue of contention if the easements come back and take too much of that land. So with that, I guess I'll move approval of the resolution, but with those concerns and cautions for the future.
All right, thank you. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Dillman, could you explain this timeline? I don't quite understand, because we're in September now. If you want to go the route that Supervisor DeBruin just explained with having some public input or some kind of public meeting, You have a very limited construction window, so I don't quite understand how you're going to be able to do road work and then have all this public input before, you know, winter sets in. So I'm not quite sure why we need to do the easements now, why we can't, you know, wait until, you know, December, January, when all of the, you know, discussions are completed, and then when the spring construction season comes around and they do their road construction, you know, if it's appropriate, we do it then.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I don't intend on speaking for UWM or the Mandel Group. However, my understanding is that they are advancing their designs through the city of Wauwatosa as it relates to the Eschweiler area redevelopment. So in turn, they need to understand as a part of that design creation and approval that in turn they have the land area to place the buildings, which in turn would allow them to get the design approval, and the fact that they have the ability to have the infrastructure in place, i.e. the roadways and the utilities that are defined by this, that in turn allow that development to be served by the roadways and utilities. So really what it is, it's a progression kind of a thing. What you're adopting and approving is the ability for them to say, yes, we're going to have a product, so in turn they can advance their planning and in turn close the sale with the idea that the construction would take place perhaps in spring. But again, I don't want to speak for them as to the schedule. So it's really a message that's being sent to allow them to advance their planning and design and approval process on a local level.
Well, I guess from what you just described, I think the message to the public is that there's going to be this fake opportunity to have input, because the fact is they're going to go forward and say we have all these easements and it's just a matter of a few adjustments at the county, and they'll present their stuff to the city of Wauwatosa, and it will make it, you know, almost meaningless, the review process by the county. If we come back, you know, a month or two from now and say, no, that easement agreement isn't appropriate, we think it encroaches too much on our parkland, the approval by Wauwatosa will have already been given under the concept that encroachment was okay. So I think we're being led, you know, down the path once again. The fact is, the way you do it is negotiate the easement and what's appropriate for Milwaukee County. Then they submit that to the city of Wauwatosa and get their approvals in that process. To put the one before the other, I think, is wrong. I don't, you know, if we have to make an adjustment, I understand construction projects. The fact is, I'm not running their project. I'm not setting their timeline. And in fact, the last time they sat in front of this table, they said they were good to go on everything. So, you know, I think if we're going to tell our constituents, if we're going to tell people who are interested in this property, that they're going to be allowed to have an some kind of influence in the easement process, we should actually make that a meaningful process. And if that means they have to wait before they go to the city of Wauwatosa, then they wait.
Supervisor DeBrun.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think to explain it perhaps a little better than I did before, this resolution that's before us today does not allow the easements. There is no easement in writing for either of those at this point. And the original form of this resolution would have said, if we had adopted it, would have said Parks Director and TPW Director and Corporation Council, you go negotiate those easements, and if you agree with them and you sign them, then they're in place. And what we changed it to in agenda setting, which is actually the resolution before you, so there's no need to amend it, is that even though I knew that the easements would be part of the package that goes to the Wauwatosa Common Council as part of their design, because it would be shown to the public in that public process, I was uncomfortable, and I believe Supervisor Schmidt was as well, that the county board, through this committee, needed to sign off on what those easements were and approve them. So if, for example, Parks and TPW and your division come back with easements that this committee is not supportive of, they won't have their easements and they can't construct. So there's no automatic authority in there. But this is kind of the problem that UW has is that they have to have some idea of what those easements might be as they present their development plans to Wauwatosa. So we're trying to kind of go down two tracks at the same time. But bottom line, if this committee does not, or Parks and TPW, if they don't support what those easements are, that puts a break in that process until UW and the county agree on what those easements should be. At least that's the understanding I've been told, and from the paperwork, that's what backs it up as well. But that's the change that we put in order to make sure that there's a public process at the county board. I didn't mean to imply that county government was going to hold a series of new public meetings and hearings. I viewed this committee as a public piece of that, under the original resolution wouldn't have been in there.
Madam Chair?
Mr. Dillon, hold on. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, let's be realistic about, you know, the process here, that there is no way that this committee, after an easement has been negotiated by the Parks Director, Public Works, and everybody else, and it's been presented to the public in the city of Wauwatosa and their zoning commission and everything, that this committee is somehow going to say, no, we're not going to follow through with that. And in fact, you know, we might as well just approve it now and say, UWM, you can have whatever you want. Because let's not create this scenario that gives the public the false impression that they're going to have an input on the easement. The fact is, the train will have left the station and be well down the track, that you will not be able to turn around the process, and that's why it's being presented to us this way. I mean, how many more times in this process do we have to fall for this game? You know, we had these same people sit in front of us and say, we've got all these fundraisers, and the city loves us, so it's the county standing in the way. Then they went to the city and said, oh, the county's with us, and the fundraisers are with us, it's the city standing in the way. And then they turned around and said, oops, hey, we can't pay you because we don't really have any fundraisers. And, you know, so then the city and the county are standing there looking like, we can't turn around. And once again, it's the same game about being taken down the path to be put in a corner so you can't turn around again. And that's all I'm asking, is that negotiate the easement. Then we approve the easement, and they take that to the city and incorporate that in their plan. To do it any other way is just abdicating any ability of the county to have any meaningful input in the process. And if that's what you want, then fine. Just go ahead and approve the easement, because they're going to do it one way or another. You know, they're going to submit to the city what they want. And if it means tearing up parkland, it's going to tear up the parkland and do what they want. And like I said, you're not going to sit here 3 months from now and somehow, after the budget debate, saying we're broke and all this kind of stuff, then be able to turn around and say we're not going to do a development to save a butterfly. It's not going to happen. So, you know, let's at least be realistic about it. Thank you.
Mr. Bruin, and then Mr. Tillman.
I know we're getting back and forth in the debate, and I apologize for that. But I think the underlying premise of your comments, I just want to respond to. I don't think any member of this committee is a shrinking violet or a pushover. And the bottom line is this is not the granting of an easement, and we don't like this easement. If the department doesn't like it, or Parks doesn't like it, or TPW doesn't like it, or this committee doesn't like it, the easement will not be granted. In fact, if there's not an easement that I don't like, I won't even put it on the agenda. That's how politics works down here. And I don't see any history with the seven of us on this committee that would assume that just because an outside entity wishes an easement that we're automatically going to grant it. So that's where I kind of take polite exception to your comments, because the assumption that this is a done deal is ridiculous. It's not a done deal. That's why there's no easements in front of you. That's why you're not getting the authority. That's why they're not getting the authority to negotiate an easement. And quite frankly, I've spoken to the director of the Parks Department in this past week, and she has real issues with what the original request was. And I expect some major negotiations between the Parks Department and Transportation and Public Works and UW and our economic development staff, so that they can come up with easements that everyone can live with. And if they can't, then we've got a problem that we didn't anticipate. But bottom line, I just want to say one more time, there's no automatic approval here. Thank you.
Mr. Dillon.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think what this action allows to happen is that it allows the comfort for UWM and the residential developer of the Eschweiler Group to advance their designs and plans. If, in fact, we stop and say that the easements have to be negotiated in advance, they may not continue that. That, in turn, delays the actual closing, and that, in turn, delays the payment to the county. Mr. Block can correct me if I'm wrong, but until the project has secured all the necessary property interests for the proper installation of the roadway and the drainage, the city of Wauwatosa is not going to give them that final approval for implementation because they don't have the land area and the necessary components to actually put it in. So I think what we're really trying to do here is recognize that we have a timing issue, but in turn we also have a sensitivity issue as it relates to the granting of these easements, and we will use we will use everything that we can to try to achieve the most less invasive impact on those adjacent lands.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, exactly, and that, you know, what Mr. Dillman just pointed out, that if you go this route, you give up all the county's advantages in negotiation because they're going to submit something to the city. The fact is that if we want to negotiate the best deal for Milwaukee County, it's pretty simple. Just go meet and hammer this thing out in, you know, a few hours, in a day or two, and so they are on their timeline to get it done. The fact is, I don't quite understand why we have to approve something and then go through the city process and all that, you know, this kind of, and then bring it back. The fact is, I don't understand why we don't get the parks director and everybody else who needs to be in the room, hammer out an agreement, get it before the board, we approve it, and then it goes to the city. It's not that, the county is not slowing down this project. The fact is, like I said, I think we're being manipulated into making decisions that are not into the best interest of Milwaukee County. And the fact is, if you go ahead with this, what you're doing is undercutting Milwaukee County's negotiation of power in this. Because, like I said, next month or a month from now, when these easements do come back to us, you're not going to be in a position, either publicly or financially, to say no to them. You're just going to have to agree. And that's the point. So I don't quite understand. If this is so time sensitive, why all the important people aren't in the same room and getting this done in a day or a week? I've seen it done 100 times, in the private sector and in other governments. So I don't quite understand. If it's so important and time sensitive, let's get everybody together, get it done, and keep us in a stronger negotiating position to actually get what we want, rather than saying, well, the city approved this and, you know, complaining about some timeline. Because honestly, I could care less about UWM's timeline. It's about what is the best interest of Milwaukee County. That's what I'm here to represent, not UWM.
Mr. Block.
Let me try to clarify a few points. First of all, this street is being designed and engineered by the city of Wauwatosa. This request we are fronting because we were coming up here for other items, but really is an initiation by the city of Wauwatosa. Mr. McCarthy from Grafe is here. He is the engineer that is actually working for the city of Wauwatosa. We gave them a two-dimensional plan, which was approved by the county, and said this is where the road's got to be based upon the fact that we had to move it to accommodate the habitat and so forth and so on. The city has incorporated that into their planning, and they are moving forward for all of the infrastructure improvements on this site. Mr. McCarthy came back to us and said, you know, in order for us to move forward on this road, in order for the city to build this road, we've got some issues with the county in terms of having to get some grading and perhaps some drainage issues over on the parkland. We said, go talk to the parks director, get that done. This is not our issue. This is the city issue to get this street approved. They came back. They've had some discussions. There was some immediate pushback, but there's some discussions since. As far as we're concerned, whatever the right solution is for Milwaukee County is the right solution for our park. This is not our issue. We want to get this road done. We need to get it done right. The city is trying to figure out how to accommodate the farther, the easternmost location of that road and the least impact on the parklands. In terms of all the parties being in the room, those dialogues have started. We hope they will continue. The effort here is to basically get authority for the appropriate parties at the county once resolution is made to agree upon the deal so that it can go forward. If there's a better way to do it, you guys decide. It seems to me that your approach as Supervisor DeBruin made a great deal of sense. We had no objection to it whatsoever, which is to authorize the key agencies at the county to reach conclusion and concurrence with the city as to how that should get done and bring it back to this committee and sign off on it. If you're not comfortable with it, if staff says there's issues, fine. But it would be very, very helpful to have that authority in place and whatever procedures you want to protect against it so that when the brains can get conclusion on that, they can move forward. Our issues really related to the refining that boundary for the south boundary for the Eschweilers to accommodate what needs to be accommodated there and to get the separate parcel set up so that we can actually make a mortgage or a conveyance in connection with the EDA grant, which has a whole host of requirements on that, all of which was contemplated by the original development agreement. But this road issue is really an engineering issue that the city surfaced. It has identified as an issue and has started the dialogue now to work with the county to try to solve that problem. That's all we're here for, is to try to accomplish these things.
Thank you, Mr. Black. Supervisor Schmidt, were you looking to comment on this?
Sure, thank you.
You can be held in advance.
Yeah.
Well, since I've been directly involved in this for 10 years, I do have some comments, yes, and this specifically, too. I mean, there have been thousands of hours on this issue. There have been five major resolutions. I've been the major sponsor over the last 10 years in the protection of the county's interests. We've got a state forest. Because this latest deal that UWM finally came forward, we couldn't even have development in this area until we made sure that the detention basin was functional and that was appropriate, the state forest. And also part of the UWM, this is an important point I think to make, is that 50 acres were given to the parks. I've been at all the public meetings. I was in the parks department in the basement about a year ago when this was fleshed out. And we gave the power to our parks department basically to take care of that 50 acres and say, what is the future? What are we going to do? We have bioswales. We have great plans. We're going forward now. And by the way, Kevin Haley, I think a point to mention here, has been a terrific environmental supporter as well as a protector of the parks and this parkland besides, of course, Director Black. Just in a meeting the last week, I've been briefed on all these areas, of course, and all this information. Obviously, I want to see this project go forward. It's been a long time coming. All the other things have been dotted. And the county really has an important role and still has an important role here. The Parks Department has got a hold of this. I've been with Director Black and Kevin Haley. We've got DOT issues. We've got American Transmission Line issues. This is all going on at the same time. We've been hundreds of hours on this in the last couple months. But this is all part of the process. And access is needed to Swan Boulevard. Been very careful on all the environment issues you've all been part of. We worked together on this. We passed all these resolutions. The parks is an important player here. Kevin Haley sat down with him recently. We went over all these plans with Mr. Boltman, Mr. Dillman, Mr. Haley. Mr. DeCaring, I didn't meet with him personally, but he's going to be involved in this process, too, because of the road construction. So we're going to make sure we, the county, they already have some design differences, I think, with UWM, the drainage and the width of the roadway. We're going to make it as narrow as we possibly can. I think we'll be a little bit different than what UWM has initially looked at and working with Grafe, with the city. But I think that will work, and the parties have started meeting, and this will be worked out. It's extremely important we finish this. We want to get this money. We got all these ideas how we want to use all this money, and this is important to Milwaukee County, too, and this needs to move forward. We do have the proper, I'm convinced, to supervise the area that's put the great majority of time into this. I appreciate Supervisor DeBruin looking at this, too. She's been a partner and very careful on all these issues, too. We all care about parkland and our parks and parkways. That's a common denominator I think we all have. And I'm very confident that we've done everything plus we can to make sure that we're not encroaching upon any more land. I think UWM's been, I don't know how we could find a better partner. I've testified to this many times, and I believe that's true. And very sensitive about this. we need to come back. The parks and transportation need to cooperate. Kevin Haley, as the kind of the point person on this, you're all familiar with his work, and I think I have great confidence in too. I spend many hours with him on this as well. And they have a plan to go back, and they're going to look at this very carefully. Presumably we'd have walls to start with. We don't want to do anything like that. Director Black doesn't want to do anything. None of the environmentalists do. I don't certainly want to do it. I don't presume anybody on the board wants to do it that way. So we're going to have a chance to look at this. They have to work together. They'll come back. And I suppose that's true, but after we rely on our experts, I'm not going out there and measuring and surveying the land and tell you exactly where the road should be. The road needs not to be in the traffic area of Swan Boulevard. It needs to be moved east, okay? They know the proper place for this to be. You have to have ingress and egress. It has to be done, so it has to be done right. And we can't go through the habitat, so it has to go in the start of the parkland. Director Blank, Kevin Haley, et cetera, all of us want to make sure we preserve as much as possible. It's been a 10-year goal. It's not changing. Nothing has changed here. And I'm very confident that between our staff, between transportation, between the parks, particularly Mr. Haley, and UWM wanting to get this done and needing to do it right, that we're going to come to a conclusion on this. And we have all the protection. As we've stated many times, we could have come here and say, you know, let's rely on our experts and let's just do this easement and okay it. And you know, I don't, maybe one person wouldn't have a problem with, but I think most would say, I rely on the good faith efforts of the experts all involved here, the engineers, our parks department, our transportation department, and with UWM to do this right. And the city of Wauwatosa, of course, has to okay it. They want to make sure this is done right, too, who I represent, by the way, too. So I just want to make sure that it's clear. I know how many T's you can cross and I's you can dot anymore. This has been a laborious, very important issue, project. Nothing goes fast in government. This is 12 years in coming, okay? We are at the final stages, and I think we do need to move forward. And I don't know how much more we can protect the county's interests. I've always cared about the county's interests, too. I am not a spokesman for UWM, but I appreciate what UWM has finally come to the table. This has always been an area that we're going to have development. We preserved the other 250 acres in this area for non-development. It was supposed to be 300 acres development when this started 12 years ago. We've come a heck of a long way and protected all the different constituency interests, worked with the DOT, MMSD, et cetera, DNR, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess I'm just to the point where, please, let's keep moving this along. And done the right way. And I think we've done it the right way all the time. I'm very proud of all the time and effort that the county and me as the supervisor of the area have had to put into it. It's been a necessary thing, just like you have your issues with your constituents and need to do. I guess it's been kind of a labor of love, and I'm pretty caught up in all this, of course, for all the obvious reasons. And I really feel that this resolution was done in the right way. The chairman has taken particular interest in it to protect the county's interests and the park's interests, and I think we certainly have done that, and I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to ask the supervisor to explain to me how we lose negotiation leverage, because from the way that from what I'm hearing, the way that I'm reading is that they have to ultimately come back to us, so I don't understand. Maybe there's some history prior to me being on the board since April, but, you know, how do we lose leverage, and why do you feel like when they come back, we're just going to say, hey, just do what you want, because it's the city of Wauwatosa already did their thing?
All right, Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One, with the loss of the time pressure, there's no reason why the other side would concede to any of our agreements. In fact, right now they are in a position of strength. As you heard, they keep on bringing up payments, even though the next payment isn't until 2014. And because we received our first payment of $5 million, and we have another one 2014.
Sure.
Can you correct that?
Mr. Dillman.
Yeah, if when the Eschweiler area is sold, the county would realize 75% of those gross proceeds. So it would take place prior to that February 2014 payment, yes.
Okay. And that in there, like I said, the pressure on that they're going to come forward with an easement that, you know, whether it is to the satisfaction of people who want to preserve the habitat out there or not, you won't be able to, like I said, sit here. You'll, you know, there'll be, you know, issues in the media. There'll be, you know, picket and say you're against developing this area and we're going to have to cut a bunch of bus routes and we need this money and it's all because you want to save a butterfly or something. The fact is that if it's an appropriate easement, we should be able to get everybody around the table and, you know, negotiate a settlement in a timely fashion instead of this, you know, we give you authority and then they have to come back, because literally when they come back, the ability to turn the ship is almost impossible. And in fact, the where you have all the authority in negotiations when you're actually sitting there at the table and discussing, okay, this is what we want and this is what we don't want, and having the ability to get up and walk away from the table and say we're not going to go forward. Unfortunately, because of, like I said, the financial pressure and things like that, you know, they want to submit something to the city of Wauwatosa. So once that's submitted to Wauwatosa, it's, you know, I've been here before. It's you're not going to be able to. And believe me, you only need four people on this committee to vote for something. So, you know, to think people haven't made strange votes on the county board before, you know, there's been a thousand of those strange votes. So I just think that I would like to see it done. I'm not opposed to giving somebody an appropriate easement to get the job done here. The fact is I want it done in a fashion that, you know, puts Milwaukee County in the strongest position. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Biddle.
Is there a reason why the process isn't being done the way that the supervisor has suggested? Is there a reason why we're taking this route versus, I guess, the route that he's suggesting that we should be taking to put ourselves in the best position?
Yeah.
Supervisor DeBruin.
And, Mr. Chairman, with all due respect to my colleague, Supervisor Weishaupt, this is a false choice. There is no easement in front of us. We are not, there's not an easement that we're adopting. We're not granting them the authority to adopt an easement. Everything he's saying about the fact that there's something that's being negotiated that we can't deal with is ridiculous. We don't if we want to have an easement, what this resolution does, it says, go out and negotiate an easement, come back with it once the department heads are satisfied with it and the city of Wauwatosa and to the extent UW is involved. Once you're all satisfied, come back and we will decide whether to review and approve it. There's no remedy to the claims the supervisor's making other than to do exactly what this resolution does. If you vote down the resolution, then all the other pieces of this resolution completely stops that the whole UW process. There's no remedy to what he's saying that would actually effectuate it other than this resolution. So what's your alternative? You put in here, instead of granting these easements is subject to the review and approval of the Director of Parks, TPW, and Economic Corp Council and Economic and Community Development Committee, we just say, go out and negotiate one and bring one back. The effect is the exact same. So I understand that sometimes governments in negotiations have to be careful about their strategy, but this one is as clear as you can possibly make it. It says it recognizes that easements are an important piece of the design that has to go forward to Wauwatosa, and that while we don't want to slow that process down, we're retaining our authority to grant those easements. You can't make it any stronger than that.
Mr. Dillman, did you have a clarification?
Mr. Chairman, I concur with Supervisor DeBruin. I would say that to answer Supervisor Biddle's question, it allows them to advance their designs for the Eschweiler buildings even further. So I would contest that our negotiating position is even better, that in turn that they have advanced their project to a point whereby we may be able to achieve some nuanced changes at that point in time, since they have committed so much to that project at that point as far as design. I would say that we have a better position.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Mr. Dillman, they will be presenting whatever, I guess, easement they would like to see to the city of Wauwatosa for approval? Or wouldn't?
No. They will be advancing.
Let me clarify this one more time. The discussion with this easement about what it will be, what the terms will be, will not involve us. They're going to involve the City of Wauwatosa, your Parks Director, your Department of Transportation, the engineers for Wauwatosa. They're going to figure out what works and what doesn't work. If they can't come back with something that works and that road has to get moved farther to the west or something else, then they're going to come back to us and say, guess what, we can't build the road the way it was designed or the way it was shown on your two-dimensional plan. This is a three-dimensional project, and these are the types of details that get worked out. But we are not carrying the water on this, Supervisor. The City of Wauwatosa and their engineers and their DPW are at the center of these discussions. So they are going to be working with your people, your experts, to try to figure out a solution that works for all the parties. And so we're not coming back with a plan to show to the city and then to show to you guys and to sell you your bill of goods that you're worried about. This is really a design issue that the experts who are working on this to try to implement the site plan that was approved by the city, by the county, to see if they can make it work. And this is one of the three-dimensional issues that's a problem. And so they got to solve the problem. And that's what this is all about, is basically trying to get the parties the authority to work it out. And to your point, Supervisor Biddle, Supervisor DeBruin is exactly correct. You have all the leverage in the world, because if your Parks Department and your Transportation Department don't like the solution that the City of Wauwatosa would like to put on the table, you say no, because it's your property. And we can't get an easement on your property without your consent. The city can't get an easement on your property without your consent. So you have all the leverage in the world. What this accomplishes is a process to try to expedite it in a way that your people have to sign off first, your experts, and then it still comes back to this committee so that you folks are comfortable with it too. And that's all this is.
Mr. Chairman, then why has this not been on the agenda where we have other easements from the City of Wauwatosa? Why is this commingled with multiple other pieces about, you know, moving the southern boundary for residential development and things like that? That, you know, it's being presented as a UWM proposal. And in fact, that's when you read the resolution, you read the background, it's all about the UWM proposal. It's not the City of Wauwatosa asking for an easement to construct a road. And if that's the case, we should separate the two and say this is a request from the City of Wauwatosa and the other issues pertaining to this land are a request from UWM. But that's not the way it's been presented to us. This is commingled together.
The letter that I wrote, if you will read that, specifically states that this is also initiated by on behalf of the City of Wauwatosa. I think it made a ton of sense to package these all together since it relates to the same project. If you want to separate them out in terms of how you deal with it, I don't care. To me, that's form over substance. But we were very clear when we presented that this was an issue relating to a public street and that the City of Wauwatosa was also involved in this request.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bowman.
Yes. Craig Dillman and I have been involved in this project from the beginning. And the reason why this project is presented to you the way it is because staff does not agree with the initial request for the easement. Their initial request was for a 70-foot wide strip of the parkland adjacent to this road, the entire length of the road in that particular area. We feel, the staff, and this is all of the staff, we've had several meetings with Sue Black and with Kevin Haley. They were only involved once we started talking about this road. But Craig and I have been involved in the UWM project from the beginning, which is a long time. And I concur in the recommendations from staff and the chairman of the committee. I think that this does move the process forward. I can assure this committee that if this easement request is not modified, you will not even see this on the agenda. And if it's not modified to the satisfaction of not just Craig Dillman, but also Sue Black and myself, and I can assure this committee that what we will do is minimize the road and explain if it has any impact, negative impact. We will explain why, but we have to understand that this road was moved to the east edge of this roadway at the request of the county board. because we wanted to protect the butterfly habitat. And the agreement that we have does put in, with the help of the real estate division, that 75% of the revenue from the sale of the residential property would be paid immediately to the county. That was not originally part of their request. They wanted to defer all the payments pursuant to that agreement. So we recommend strongly that this agreement be approved. And when we bring the easement back, we'll be able to answer every question that this committee has, and then this committee can make a decision. I have seen this committee. I do not believe that this committee will be rollover on this issue.
Supervisor Biddle.
This is my last comment. This is one hell of an easement. At the end of the day, if they come back to the committee, we all have a vote. I mean, it's you know, this is about leadership. If folks are going to roll over and be lily-livered and not manage the best interest of the county, so be it. That's democracy. But I believe that my colleagues will vote where they think is in the best interest of their districts and the county overall. And if they're coming, if they're working with our department heads, they're coming back to the committee with the recommendation, and we have the ability to vote it up or down or alter or whatever. I just don't understand why this is taking this long. I mean, I tried to ask questions to really figure out what the nature of it is, but at the end of the day, you voted up, you voted down. But at the end, but we need to move forward. We wasted too much time on this.
All right. Any other comments? We do have a motion on the floor. Motion is from Supervisor DeBruin for approval.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
I'm sorry, oh. Wyshon?
No, it's okay.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Yeah. I did not tell her to do that.
That's okay.
That's all right. Think, yeah, we'll
back.
No, she just skipped him entirely. That would be a problem.
Oh, they didn't even discuss the land swap and the extension.